On a Monday, it's March 23rd, and this is Morning Edition on Boise State Public Radio News. Good morning. I'm George Prentice. The impact of COVID-19 has already been considerable, and in Idaho, that impact has been most tangible in the Wood River Valley, and that's why we turn this morning to Neil Bradshaw. He is the mayor of the city of Ketchum, and he joins us this morning via Skype. Mr. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, George. Thanks for having me on your show.
You bet. Can you, first off, paint me a word picture of what Ketchum looks like in a shelter-in-place environment?
Well, yeah. Look, Ketchum is very much on the front lines in terms of Idaho. It means that we had tourists, we have second homeowners, we had continual flow in and out of a community. And so we always knew that we were going to be a community that was on the front lines in terms of fighting this virus. That's why we've had to take an action quickly and often to try and stem this virus. What it looks like right now is very much like a ghost town. You know, we have an incredible community here. People have really reacted to the guidelines that we've issued, to the measures and the recommendations that we've taken out and communicated to the public. And so all of this is very encouraging, but it obviously has changed our community 180 degrees. From being a bustling community, a vibrant community, a connected community, we're now one where we're slightly disconnecting from the world. We're disconnecting from encouraging tourism. We're keeping our distance from each other, and yet we're trying to support each other at the same time. And, you know, it's streets that are deathly quiet. This is made for people walking, nodding, and when they pass each other on the other side of the street on their way to an essential service. But this has also seen a full circle change in the behavior of our community. And I'm very much appreciative of that. And that'll help certainly slow down the virus spread. But it's all about three things. Slow it down. What does that mean? Wash your hands, keep your distance, cover your cough, avoid group gatherings. It's about doing your part. What does that mean? That's avoid travel, discourage visitors, shop thoughtfully, be home if you feel sick. And then it's also about just do the right thing. This is shelter in place now. This is do the right thing. Don't expose your friends, your colleagues, your community to any unnecessary risk. And so that's where the shelter in place comes in. The other bit that I would emphasize in our wonderful community is that, you know, acts of kindness. George, what we've seen is a number of wonderful random acts of kindness. People are rallying around. They're contributing money to food banks, to other organizations that can help support the many people who are really going to be suffering over the coming weeks because of the economic downturn that is caused by us changing our personality so quickly and so drastically.
I'd like to read something that you wrote a few years ago. Actually, there will always be challenges that face our town, but if we are connected, we can face those challenges together, and with empathy, tolerance, and understanding, we can find solutions that work for us all. And in this particular case, I'm sensing that we may not be facing each other closely or connected hand in hand, but indeed that empathy stretches across the block.
We can't be connected by standing next to each other, but we can absolutely stay connected by helping each other out. This emotional empathy and this understanding for each other's plight really has brought the community together to try and help those less fortunate than ourselves. And I'm seeing acts of that all around the town right now. And of course, safety continues to be paramount. Safety for our first responders, safety for our city workers, safety for the workers of other businesses around here. That's our primary responsibility. You know, kudos to all the health workers right now who are really doing a yeoman's job and are protecting our community, but also exposing and putting themselves at risk themselves. And so that is, you know, selfless work, and they've made a huge impact on all of that.
I would be remiss if I did not mention that you are a citizen of the world. It's my understanding you were born in Zimbabwe, have lived in Kuala Lumpur and Johannesburg, London, New York, San Francisco. And I also have to guess that your heart breaks a bit, a number of those communities.
But everyone has this challenge and everyone can share in the in what works and what doesn't work, but also they're all able to share their success stories as people begin to adjust their lives living in a pandemic. My big concern going forward is really about mental health, about how people cope with this on an emotional basis. And so the support networks that social media offers is actually really helpful to know that people are not alone. They may be alone in their house, but they're not alone because they still stay connected. Yeah, I've always talked about physical connection being a great way to build empathy. Well, physical connection is harder right now. We have to kind of keep our distance at least 6 feet and hopefully more than that. But there is still the connections that happen through social media outlets, which are being very supportive at this time.
He is Neil Bradshaw, mayor of the city of Ketchum. Mr. Mayor, a big part of our heart is with the city of Ketchum, and wish you all the best and much safety.
Thanks so much, George. Again, we have a wonderful community here, and they're up for the challenge. We will get through this and be stronger and wiser for it. And I appreciate the chance to share this with your listeners. And I appreciate how NPR is connecting us all and making us the familiar voice of George Prentice and others on NPR, bring us all together in a way that's nice and familiar. And the familiarity is reassuring at a time when things are so different.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you.